Well, it's tournament time again there, folks. Tonight is our first round of the playoffs. It's our game one. Mm-hmm. It's our biggest tournament we've done. And this is Beer Geek Radio. I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And I said it's our biggest ever because we're doing barrel-aged stouts.
Oh my God. Yeah, some of the best beers on the planet, if I might be so bold.
Yeah.
That's not bold at all.
No.
That's just the truth.
It's pretty accurate, actually.
It is. So. Well, there's eight beers that we have in this tournament. They're all world-class rated.
God.
They're all delicious. I would say it's fair. We've had them all, right?
I believe so.
There's at least one that I haven't.
Okay.
I have not had older viscosity.
Okay.
And I don't remember which variation of 50-50 I had.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm. You know what? This might be the first tournament where I've had all of them.
I have definitely had them all. I am thoroughly excited to give you guys a quick idea of how this is going to work. As we said, there are eight beers in this tournament. They're all world-class barrel-aged stouts from all over the country. We will have beer A and beer B. It will be a single elimination bracket-style tournament as it has been in the past. The taste testing, all blind, like we've done. Only difference is we will not divulge our winning pick verbally.
We got a twist for you, I believe.
We've got cards that we will be able to submit to the front of the table. And then once we have all tallied up our winner, we will reveal which one won and then which one was A, which one was B. So that will be the difference. And I just really, to be perfectly honest with you, don't want to waste any more time.
Yeah, let's get this little breaky break over. Let's get these beers poured in our glasses and let's drink some drink.
Yeah, our producer, Miss Stephanie, will be pouring these beers without us in the room, as we have done the entire time, every mm-hmm. tournament. So we will not know which ones we've got. And each one of us has matching glasses. I've got my Firestone Walker glasses. Chris, you've got some Ballast Point ones. And Steven, you've got your Hanger 24.
I've got the only brewing company glass that doesn't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I'm ready to go. We'll be back at you guys in just a moment with beer and a review and a tournament.
Woo.
Cheers. Like, we walk back into the room, and it's literally like, if you have a trained nose, I just smell bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and that is not a bad thing.
No, not at all. It's friggin' incredible.
It's magical. Bask in the glory of the bourbon.
Well, it's been a while since we've done one of these. I'm going to dive right into the aroma beer A.
It smells like bourbon.
Yeah.
It smells like sweet. A real sweet, sweet bourbon. It's mostly bourbon forward. More than stout. I do get some chocolate in there from the stout.
A little bit of caramel.
Yeah.
I'm not really getting much chocolate. I am getting the caramel. Definitely the bourbon.
Very sweet.
This is going to be a sweet beer.
Yes, very much.
At least if the aroma is a precursor to what this beer is going to taste like, this is going to be one of the sweeter beers in the tournament. I don't even need to ask. Yeah. Are you guys ready
to
taste?
I'm ready. Let's freaking do this.
Let's do it.
Cheers. Barrel-aged stout tournament.
Sláinte.
Yeah.
Now that's what I like. You know, that's yeah.
I think I might even know what this is.
Big, sweet coffee, like the toffee and the vanilla.
Oh yeah.
And almost kind of a tobacco-y finish.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has
a
smoky tobacco finish.
The aroma really masks the flavors that you were supposed to get, but as soon as you taste this, you get them all. It's really nice.
I gotta say, this is going down a lot smoother than I thought it was going to.
There's no harshness at all.
Yeah,
there's not even that much of a burn.
The smell did not do this beer justice. I mean,
well,
for me,
when you're sipping it though, is there some heat in there?
There's a little bit of heat.
There's heat for me on the back.
I'm getting a little,
but
in the
not
throat.
As much as I expected.
Not at all.
Yeah.
This is very nice. I like this a lot. There's a good toasted coconut,
solid.
The vanilla, toffee flavors that you get from the barrel.
Mm.
One of the things I judge a barrel-aged stout by is obviously, is the barrel kind of the complement to the beer, and is the stout flavor still really nice?
Yeah.
Obviously, the barrel has imparted a lot on this beer, but the stout characteristics are still there.
Very much.
Yeah, as it sits in my mouth, the burn is there. I'm not just holding it in my mouth. It's already gone, but the fact that it's still there lingering on my tongue, the burn is, it's funny, it's actually increasing in the back of my throat. Are you getting that at all?
Yeah, no, it's that's what I was saying when I was talking about the burn is I'm getting it on the back.
Yeah.
It's kind of the residual as it goes down, but as Chris said, Very smooth. There's almost no bourbon harshness in this whatsoever. Mm. But as we've said, it's going to sound like we're gushing on all of these beers because they are all world class. So, I mean, there is essentially this.
And I know I like all of them.
There is no loser in this tournament.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. There are no losers in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
With this beer, I don't have much to add on the taste. Vanilla, caramel, toffee, all the stuff that you expect to get out of a bourbon barrel beer. What's nice is there's no oxidation flavors on here, and oxidation is a big problem when you're using bourbon barrels usually.
Yeah.
You get infection is actually a big problem when you use bourbon barrels, especially pre-used bourbon barrels, because you don't know what the barrels are carrying in terms of bacteria.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't taste any off flavors in this beer whatsoever.
No, this was done very well, but I will say that the one thing about this beer in terms of its ratio of stout to barrel – there's, I think, more barrel in this than there is stout.
There is,
in terms of just the flavor, and even on the aroma too. I mean, we were big bourbon bomb or in the aroma.
In fact, I'm sure this is the one that lit up the room with that aroma.
I think it was, and there is more barrel in this. It is very solid though. I really like it.
And to give it an honest critique, the mouthfeel, that is actually something I'm not a big fan of. It's not it's not as thick as I wanted it to be. It's kind of watery. It's not like water. But I've had
you're talking about it's a little too thin?
Yeah, it's a little too thin for my taste.
I think it's right on par with what normally I would get because it's not too thick, and it's not the word that a lot of times what people use when they talk about a big stout is chewy. Mm-hmm. I've used that word before. I don't really like it in terms of a review for somebody who's not familiar with these beers because chewy can mean so many things,
right.
And most of them are bad.
Yeah.
When you look at a beer, like, why would I want a beer that's chewy?
Yeah.
It's not chewy. It's not too thick. It's just really smooth and it's velvety and it doesn't have.
It's dense.
To me, it's not thin. I'm not getting that.
To me, it's a little thin.
I have nothing to compare it to. Like, we haven't gotten to B yet. But if I were to guess, I would think B just by smelling it, like we tend to do when we get in here beforehand. Just by smelling it, it seems to have more of an oatmeal kind of profile. And oatmeal tends to come out chewier.
Yeah. That's one of the things I was thinking, too, when I smelled it. It smells like a nice big oatmeal stout.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I'm going to get into the aroma on B.
It's a good segue.
See, on the aroma, it does smell like a really good oatmeal stout. On the aroma on B, I'm getting more of the stout than I am the barrel.
Yeah, watch this one surprise us
really,
as well.
Really good, sweet oatmeal stout.
Yeah. This reminds me of some of my favorite really good top-notch oatmeal stouts.
Right.
Not to give anything away, I don't know what these beers are, but there is one beer in here that is known for its oatmeal. So I won't say which one that one is in case you guys don't know.
I don't think I know.
Yeah, I don't.
Good.
You know, I've heard you talk about it, but I'm drawing
one
a blank
of these
right
beers.
Now.
One of the beers in this tournament is brewed with an ass load of oatmeal. And
okay, I know which one it is. Actually, okay. I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of oatmeal in one of these. So. And it is a big Russian Imperial Stout, but it's brewed with a lot of oatmeal. And I this could very well be that, but I'm getting oatmeal on B in the aroma.
Well, why don't we get to the flavor, because I really want to drink this.
I'm not getting – well, real quick before we do touch on this, how much bourbon character are you guys – how much barrel are you getting?
Very little.
I'm getting very little.
Very little.
You know, it's funny. If I would have not known this is a barrel-aged tournament, I might not even realize that this was a barrel-aged beer.
I'm not getting a lot of barrel in the aroma.
Yeah.
Now let's go for the taste again.
Just the opposite of the first one.
Right. Yeah. The first one was all barrel. Cheers. Whoa. Very well balanced of stout and barrel. There's not a lot of barrel in this, but there's – it's like a secondary character to me.
Yeah. It's very smooth.
I'm going to try a palate cleanser first.
We do have water and we do have crackers as palate cleansers to give you guys the most accurate review that we can just to make sure we're not getting any residual flavors from beer A going into this one. But when you take a sip of that, Chris, take a sip of it, leave it on your tongue, between your tongue and the palate, let it sit there for a little while. You'll get it because there's a little bit of a heat. And there's a nice, smooth, sweet barrel, but it's very, very, very minuscule. If you weren't looking for it, you might not get it.
I can pull it out.
But you got to look for it.
You have to try really hard to get it. And you honestly, you shouldn't have to try that hard to get it. For me, it should come forward more.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I think the flavor. I think the way this blends. See, because maybe mine's a different part of the bottle of yours because. For me, I don't have to look for it as much, but it's not as
pronounced. And you're talking about the barrel flavored, right?
Right. What are you getting? Are you getting it?
I'm on Chris's boat. I don't get too much of it.
Yeah, I'm getting a good. I'm not, it's know, not. It's not
to
like
me,
very
the dark. No, you know, earlier I said coffee. My mistake. I'm the dark chocolate that I'm tasting is a lot more prevalent than the.
There's
the
more stout in this than barrel.
Oh, yeah. I am. I'm getting a like a bittersweet dark chocolate flavor, very much so out of
that
beer.
That one is on the forefront.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I you know what? I don't have to look hard for it. I think, like, I drink a shit ton of barrel-aged stouts. I'm used to this. It's a normal thing for me.
You know what?
I
think I found it. It's on the very front end of this beer, but as soon as it settles in your mouth, the chocolate takes over.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
As soon as you sip it, really look for the flavor. I mean, I know it sucks that you have to really look for it. But it is there. It's actually pretty easy to spot, but it goes just like that.
I found it, but I had to do way too much searching for it. With beer A, it just came right to the forefront.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the predominant flavor in A, and I think I might like that more.
Yeah.
I have never done a blind taste test with barrel-aged stouts before, so
you get it's fun to do this too because you get the subtle nuances of the beer instead of when you know it's a bourbon barrel-aged stout, you're like, "Okay, cool, I get bourbon and toffee and vanilla and toasted coconut and oak and all this and that." But when you're doing them side by side, you have no idea what beer you're drinking. Your palate tends to work harder to try to get what you want out of these beers to try to distinguish it from the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And you start getting things out of these beers you might not have noticed were there before.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, we've said we've all had most of the beers on this list.
Yeah.
And when I tried these beers for the first time, I went in knowing that they were world-class beers to begin with. So I wasn't looking to tear them apart.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't looking for specific flavors or anything. I was just looking to enjoy the beer. But now that we actually get it down to an analytical level, there's surprising differences in these beers.
Oh, yeah. And they're actually pretty easy to pick up.
Yes. Yeah, surprisingly easy to pick up.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised by that. Because I thought going in, how are we ever going to pick a winner between these beers? And these beers are all world class. They all taste similar to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to have amazing barrel characteristics to them. How are we possibly going to pick a winner?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough.
And
definitely.
You know what? This is actually one I'm probably not going to be able to judge just by a flavor, because it's usually, to me, flavor is obviously, for most people, the number one thing that you look in a beer, and you know what you try to enjoy is the flavor. But all of these are so good, we're probably going to have to start looking at, you know, what each beer does and what we like about that, you know, particular angle of it, because we already agree all these beers are going to be good. There isn't one on here we're going to be nah, because they're all freaking good. So we're going to have to start kind of dissecting these even more than we do other beers in other tournaments that we've done. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. No, you know, we're already doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys at all close to a winner?
You know what? I think I am.
You know what's funny? Going in on just the smell alone, I thought I had a winner. And then once I started tasting them, it completely flip-flopped. Like, I had a clear-cut favorite on smell alone, and then once I tasted both these beers, it completely changed course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, Brad? What are you thinking?
No.
No?
I you know
You're
what?
Fighting
I,
it?
I will say that on the first time I tried each one of these beers, I had a winner. Now, I almost wanted to go back to do both of them to reinforce that answer, and it changed.
Really?
And now I'm trying to go back and reinforce that answer, and I'm afraid it's going to change again. So I think ultimately when I go for my pick, I'm going to base it on that last taste and just which one would I rather drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because the smell is great, different, but great. The tastes are different, but both great. It really just is going to boil down to which one would I rather drink. And that's normally what this comes down to.
Right.
It doesn't matter what beer. It doesn't matter what beer tournament it is. It doesn't matter what style. It really is just going to boil down simply to which one would you rather drink.
Yeah. And it's funny because I know that we all looked up the BJ's,
BJCP
acronym is. Yeah. We all looked up the guidelines for the beer judging certification program.
Mm-hmm.
BJCP. There we go. All right. We all looked up the guidelines. So we know what we're supposed to look for in these beers. But ultimately, at these kind of competitions, it does boil down to what would you rather drink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in traditional BJCP versus Cicerone, it really actually it doesn't, and that's one of the things that actually is the argument. A lot of the terms, a lot of the things, the disagreement there is with BJCP. A lot of the guys who are BJCP judges will like a beer better and rather drink a beer better, but will go with what's supposed to be that style, and they'll pick what is closer to your traditional.
Right.
And that's where certified Cicerones usually step in, and they're like, hey, that's just not the right way to do things.
Right.
Because I remember when we did the pumpkin finals with Dr. Bill, he's obviously a certified Cicerone, and he's familiar with BJCP. He thought Good Gourd was a more was a better representation of a pumpkin beer, but he picked pumpkin because he wanted enjoyed. To. He, he's like, I think this is better.
And that's why we're all going through the Cicerone program, all three of us, and not the BJCP.
But you know what? I mean, I can understand why they do it the way they do, but
I have a winner. Just in case anyone was wondering.
Finally. I kind of wish I saw what one you just drank. No, I can understand and respect the way they do it at the, what is it, the BGCP?
BJCP.
But yeah, I mean, it all comes down to what you want to drink more.
Yeah,
and definitely. And it's the way it should be. So, all right, you got your winner. You know what, let me just go back real quick.
Yeah.
This is tough.
It is, and you know what?
It's so hard.
I might beat myself up over my decision for, you know, however long, whatever. But you know what? I don't want to think too much. Mm-hmm. I want to just do it and have a good time. I've got my winner.
I've got mine.
I do too.
I'm gonna go back one more time though, just for the fun of it.
Yeah, we got beer. Might as well drink it.
Yeah, drink it.
Hell. Yep, I've got a winner.
All right.
What do you guys? You guys ready? You have a winner. You guys are good.
Mm-hmm. I'm good to go.
I think I'm good to go.
Well, I'm going to look at my cards and see which one I...
Don't peek. Don't want to see my hand.
I'm going to go ahead and shuffle my cards around. Slide your cards forth, gentlemen. Okay, we've got all three cards here. I'm going to turn them over. I can tell you right now, this will tell you guys the winner. It's unanimous.
Wow. I'm not... to be honest, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, there was a good chunk of this episode that I almost went with B. Mm-hmm. But just in case you guys were wondering, we have all three of us have picked A.
I had a feeling.
That I almost went. I was so close to going with B. I think the aroma on B was better.
Yeah.
The aroma on B was outstanding.
Because I love oatmeal stouts. Mm-hmm. And the aroma was just like welcoming me and just like, go ahead. You trust me.
But I got to ask, wasn't the taste a little bit of a letdown from the aroma?
No, you know what? No.
Really?
It wasn't a letdown. You know what it was? I got all the nuances of B. It just was too subtle.
Yeah.
And ultimately what I went through
Maybe that's what it was.
There was so many flavors there, but it wasn't something
maybe it was too balanced.
Yeah, I think that could be a problem. It was too balanced. So A is the winner. I'm ready for the reveal. Let's see what we got.
Oh, wow. Crap.
A is Bell's Black Note, and B is Bourbon Barrel Plea the Fifth.
Holy crap.
Wow.
I will say, Black Note, good for you. You surprised me. I had Black Note for the first time, and the last time I had it was at your birthday party, and I was not impressed.
Well, to give people an idea of what Black Note is, Bell's Black Note is a combination beer that they brew. It is one half of their Expedition Stout, which is their big famous stout that they do, and then their double cream stout. They blend the two, and then they barrel age it. So that was where the smoothness and the creaminess came in.
Okay.
But you know what? I think out of all of these, Bell's Black Note and Bourbon Barrel Plea the Fifth are the two I have the least experience with.
Yeah, I have very little experience, and we were talking about this in the hallway. The first time I had Plead the Fifth was on your birthday.
Yeah.
And I was telling you outside, I don't remember any characteristics from that beer at all. Well, maybe that's
funny.
The reason, because
they're
it
like
blends so well.
Half the people at my birthday party when we had it were like, oh my God, it's a bourbon bomb. And I'm like, are you guys nuts? No, it's not. It's like stout and barrel and all the barrel characteristics. And it's blended so perfectly.
It is.
But the problem is, in terms of a barrel-aged stout, to me, it was too balanced.
Yeah.
I had to look too hard for the barrel characteristic. Yeah. And I understand that a barrel characteristic is supposed to take secondary, but I don't want to have to look hard for it either.
Yeah.
It should be secondary, but it should be noticeable at the same time.
Right. Otherwise, I'll just drink regular Plead the Fifth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I'll drink an unbarrel-aged stout. If you have Plead the Fifth and Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth, you obviously would go with the latter because you wanted that big bourbon kick or that big barrel kick. And it's like you can cut this beer apart all you want, but I don't want to have to look hard for it.
Yeah.
And I think the reason I didn't go with it is because if you took a barrel-aged plead the fifth and a non-barrel plead the fifth, there wasn't that much difference, I wouldn't think. Because there was a moment I was drinking that going, is this really a barrel-aged stout?
Yeah.
On the aroma, I didn't get much of
nothing.
It. So.
Yeah.
Well, I can meander vocally all I want, but tonight your winner was Black Note.
Bell's Black Note,
yeah,
moving
congrats,
on.
Bell's.
Bell's wow. Black Note is moving on to the semifinals. And as you guys have heard, this has been the quarterfinals of our Barrel Age Stout Tournament. We're Beer Geek Radio. I'm your host. My name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
You can get us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Untappd. I suggest following our Untappd because we drink a lot.
Yeah. I know. I was already called out on Untappd if you follow our Facebook page at all. So
you're a monster on that thing.
And I've been trying to keep it up just because I got called out on the Facebook page.
You don't
like,
even need
well,
to
now
try.
I have to,
yeah.
Now I have to keep it. Well, if I ever wanted to take a hiatus, now I can't.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can. Yeah, this is a 3-man team for a reason. So you can take a break if you need to. This has been the Barrel Aged Stout Tournament. Bell's Black Note has moved on. We'll see you guys on Thursday for two more world-class Barrel Aged Stouts.
Can't wait.
And I'm going to be only even more excited. So we'll see you guys on Thursday, and to you guys, I say cheers.
Later.